You are listening to 97.9 The Kill. I am Aaron Keck. This is Victor Lewis, who is here to catch us up with what's trending out there in the world today. Hello.
Hello. All right, I have a feature story, and then I have something to pivot off when we inevitably get tired of it, so just let me know when it's time, okay?
Good.
So NPR gave me a headline.
It's time.
All right, well, let's go ahead and move on. No, I'm not going to let you do this to me. Do that later. I want to talk about these monkeys.
All right.
NPR had a story that I went and read because there's things circulating now saying that HelloFresh is accused of using coconut milk obtained from monkey labor. That's on CBS. It's on NBC.
I did see this, yeah.
Yeah, it's on these places, and it's gaining steadily more social media traction every day. So I figure, folks, we'll be talking about this, and this is the point of trends, right, to explain things that you're seeing. So let's talk a little bit about this. The allegations are mostly coming from PETA, saying that monkeys are being chained, whipped, beaten, forced to spend long hours picking coconuts in Thailand. Specifically, Thailand is where these allegations are coming from. Now, there's been statements from HelloFresh saying that they condemn all uses of monkey labor. Now, I'm not going to see monkey labor and not do more research. And that led me to an article from NPR circa 2015 that discusses the ins and outs of monkey coconut picking labor in Thailand. Mm-hmm. And it paints a far different picture than what's coming from PETA. I'm not saying that PETA is not a trustworthy source when it comes to the treatment of animals, but also I feel like we all know at this point that PETA has a tendency to be more than a little bit sensationalist, more than they really need to be. They really love to make mistakes and go way too big with their swings.
Yes.
These monkeys in Thailand are pretty fascinating little guys. They're macaques. And they are trained not unlike any other farm animal. An ox pulls a plow, cows do whatever cows do. These
birds gotta swim, fish gotta fly.
These monkeys are trained to collect coconuts, and they're way better at it than people are. The average male monkey, according to NPR, can collect an average of 1,600 coconuts per day. A female can get around 600 to 800. A human can only get around 80. Per day, because there's a whole process of moving your ladder and climbing up and picking the coconuts and tossing them down. If you've got some monkeys scampering up in trees and tossing coconuts down to you, the process goes a lot faster. And the videos of this happening are pretty remarkable. And the folks that NPR interviewed really highlight that training monkeys is not easy. They are too smart for their own good. This requires a lot of positive reinforcement, and these are animals that are kept just as much as pets as they are labor-saving devices. It's not to say that there's not some element of cruelty that could potentially be involved. I just think that it's worth a little bit of investigation towards sweeping accounts that all monkey labor all the time is going to be a universal bad.
Yeah, I'm reserving judgment on this one.
It's a really interesting situation that involves a lot of history in Thailand, where this has been done since time immemorial. I feel like this is a comparison similar to pack/farm animals in general. That donkey can carry that weight. It's going to be fine.
Right. But it can still be...
But it can still go in a bad direction.
Right.
It is conditional, is what I want to say.
Yes.
It's
100%. Which is why I'm reserving judgment. I don't know.
Yeah,
so
there's no reason to be explicitly pro or con is not the right word.
Anti
monkey labor in Thailand. What you need to do is do your own research and make your own judgments.
Can we pause and go back to the poor staffer working in the HelloFresh communications office who's just sitting there minding their own business when one of their coworkers comes in and says, hey, we need you to write a quick statement about how HelloFresh condemns the use of exploitative monkey labor. And this staffer just looks up and says, I'm going to lunch.
So I read the statement, and it feels exactly how you're thinking.
Uh-huh.
It is a scary piece to write, just as scary as talking about this on the air to a good deal of Aaron Keck silence has been. It is a terrifying subject.
I wasn't silent. You were monologuing.
I mean,
doing the villain thing.
I was monologuing.
This is my master plan. Like, you don't interrupt in the middle of the villain monologue.
Yeah. I mean, well, I guess I am the villain here.
You're the only one monologuing, so you have to be.
There are photos of monkeys on leashes doing this.
Right.
But there are also photos of farmers that just have monkeys that live on their property, and they're trained to toss the coconuts down, and they just feed them at the end of the day.
We are almost out of time. What was your next thing?
The other thing is actually about Mike Tyson. Do you want to talk about Mike Tyson for a second?
For a second.
Mike Tyson has partnered with Evander Holyfield, the guy whose ear he bit,
right.
That guy. Because Mike Tyson has a cannabis product line, and he was offering edibles, little gummy edibles shaped like ears, that he called Mike Bites. And at some point, Mike Tyson's wife was just like, hey, you should call Holyfield and see if he wants to get in on this. And I think it's nice that Mike Tyson invited Holyfield to sell his weed ear edibles with him, and now he's getting a piece of the money. He's like doing ads for this. They're doing ads together. It's sweet. I don't know. That's just how I feel about it.
Two things. Number one, how sad must it be to be Evander Holyfield and having been have been the heavyweight champion of the world and one of the greatest boxers of all time and go down as history as the guy whose ear Mike Tyson bit that one time?
I mean, unfortunately, I would pick Iron Mike in that fight in general. You are destined to lose at some point if you are the greatest.
I mean, Holyfield was clearly winning that fight, and Tyson was acting out of desperation because he was losing real bad because he wasn't good at that point.
Well, and now Mike Tyson has a cartoon where he solves Scooby-Doo mysteries.
And one other question. Are they not calling it Cannibal Cannabis? Because that should be a no-brainer.
I mean, Mike Bites was good. Now they're Holy Ears, which I don't like as much as Mike Bites. But if I was Holyfield, I would also have a little bit of pushback on that name.